Way earlier than Vegas had you bringing him into the show. Welcome into the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling. Mitch Fortner out today, so we've got our friend Grant Flanders filling in. Things are going to be a little bit different today because right out of the chute, we'll have Chris Lowry, K-State Associate Head Coach, on with us. It was when he was available, I wanted to make sure and get some perspective here from K-State's coaching staff, so we're going to do that. We will have a little bit later on here in the first hour, Kellis Robinette from the Kansas City Star and Wichita Eagle as well. But we're going to talk plenty about what happened last night. Obviously, a heartbreaker for Kansas State, losing 90-88 to Kansas on the SFE buzzer beater. We will discuss that, and I think one of the big benefits, and yes, I said benefits, to come out of this is the humor on Twitter from everybody. I know you're in a bad mood because the Cats lost that game. I'm going to try and make you laugh a little bit and sprinkle some of that throughout the show. I also think there are a lot of positives here, and I think in some ways this is exactly what K-State needed and exactly what Bruce Weber needed, and we'll explain that as the show rolls along here in Hour 1. As always, you can tweet your questions and comments to the game KMAN, as many of you did last night in the more immediate aftermath after the game. I was laughing a little bit at some of the responses I got. I was in an interesting position because the only two plays of the game I saw live were the Dean Wade miss and then the SFE buzzer beater after I had gotten back from doing Manhattan High. So it was just a weird, interesting night for me. I stayed up into the wee hours of the morning actually rewatching all the ins and outs of that game, and now here I sit.
I fell asleep at 6 o'clock this morning. I was really fired up about that one for quite a while.
Well, I could certainly tell by some of the texts I was getting from you last night as we were planning everything here today. Again, we'll get to later on this hour our main points, our main takes here, and we'll have Kellis Robinette on. But for right now, pleased to be joined by Chris Lowry, K-State Associate Head Coach, after K-State really, I think, showed something in the 90-88 loss in Allen Fieldhouse last night. Chris, I guess just one, thanks for joining us. Two, after having 18 hours or so to let this sit, how would you sum up where your emotions are at after that game?
I mean, we're pretty emotionless now. I mean, it's over with. And if you'd have asked me that question at midnight, I don't know what I would have probably said the right thing. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, as a fan, the game is so fun to be a part of, and it's, you know, both sides get to pick fun at each other while it's going on. And when it comes down to who has that last ball, you know, and then they did, you know, and they won, it was just a tough, tough way to end it.
What was – I'll start with your initial reaction to seeing the play happen live.
I mean, it was what it was. We saw it. Everybody saw what it was. And, you know, it's like, did that just happen? You know, that I think that was our initial reaction, was like, and all the commotion, we're thinking that it's getting wiped off and we're going to go to overtime. So, you know, that's what our approach was. But then when it didn't happen, then it's just at that time, it's, you know, you have a defeatist attitude. You're just like, what do we got to do? But when it comes down to it, you know, you got to give our guys credit. They play with so much heart, and we played the right way. The only thing, you know, we talked about is, the game was too fast. It was too high, 90-80. And, you know, we didn't want to play that fast, but the good thing about it is that we proved that we can play that way as well as we can play the way we do when we try to control the tempo.
Coach, how would you describe what the attitude was like from your players in the locker room immediately after the game, and also what the message was from Coach Weber to the players?
It's a feeling that, when you play your last high school game, you're in there crying, and it's like, man, and then all of a sudden you realize, okay, I got some other games to play. And, you know, at first they were upset and they were frustrated. You know, we wanted to blame things, but we quickly changed the mindset. Today, it's about Oklahoma now. You can't worry about what just happened. You guys played well. You put on a show in front of a national audience. People got to respect you now. The only thing that didn't happen is when the final buzz went off, we weren't on top. We had L. So you got to win your home games, and Coach Weber did a great job of quickly changing the focus from what had just happened to what was in front of us in the next game, and that's Oklahoma.
Chris Lowry, K-State Associate Head Coach, talking with us here on the game after the heartbreaking loss last night to Kansas. I promise I'll get off this. And by the way, I really enjoyed the way that
Bruce Weber and the players, Wesley Wundu, DJ Johnson, handled themselves after the game last night, after what happened. I thought they could have gone a completely different route there. But do you guys take this and ask the Big 12 for any kind of clarification, expectation, or explanation, I mean, after something like that happens?
That's not up to us. I think that's up to the athletic director and coach. You know, if I'm in the Big 12, if I'm in that office, I'm asking for an explanation, because that high of a caliber of game, there needs to be an explanation. So, but, you know, we didn't even focus on that, and that's not for us to even talk about, you know, because at this point we don't even care. We lost the game.
So just for clarification, you guys haven't heard anything?
No, we haven't.
Coach, how do you kind of piece apart that game and call it your best performance of the season? I mean, even though you lose this game, would you call that the best game overall 40 minutes that your team has played this year?
You know, not necessarily. I thought we played much better at Colorado State, because we really defend. We did everything we needed to do against Colorado State. And, I mean, at Kansas, it was just a shootout. You know, it was one of those deals where both teams made some crazy shots. Neither one of us guarded. When you look at the grand scheme of things, both of us didn't guard the way we're both capable of guarding. So from a perspective of scoring, yeah, probably we scored the ball really well in a tough environment and in a crazy, you know, environment against your rival. So from that standpoint, you could say yes.
Chris Lowry talking with us here, K-State associate head coach, after the Wildcats game in Lawrence last night. It was certainly a shootout, and the best offensive weapon that you guys had for much of the game was Dean Wade, who's put together back-to-back really nice games. And seems like, you know, ever since about 3 weeks ago or so, he has really turned a corner here. What can you say about the way that he is playing right now?
I think sometimes when you're a young kid and there's expectations on you, you don't know who you are as a player. And I think the best thing we've done for him is help him understand where he can score from and allow him to grow into that. I mean, we could get mad at him and say, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. And that's what happened to us last year with him as a freshman. You know, we just expected so much from him because he was skilled, he was big and athletic. We rode him. And now I think the difference is we showed him, hey, this is where you can score at. I mean, use your tools that you have. And, I mean, I think you saw him put together, you know, several nice moves in one possession to score a basket. And that's important for him to see that, you know, he's done it on supposedly NBA guys, you know, back-to-back games, you know, on the block, not just jumpers. You know, he hit a couple jumpers against Tech, but he did the dirty work and got guys in foul trouble on the block. And that's the same thing he did against Kansas. No three-pointers, everything mostly around the rim, and in traffic, and at the free throw line. So him learning who he is so important for us moving forward.
What is the most important part about, or the most difficult part, maybe I should say, about overlooking this loss and moving on to the Oklahoma game in terms of your players? I mean, how difficult is it for them to mentally move on from this?
I think they're fine. You know, I watched film with them today, and we said a lot of jokes, and we made fun of each other, you know, all in the film and what we need to do. And when it was time to be serious and understand what needed to be done that we didn't do, they talked about it. And I think you can get so caught up sometimes as a coach and telling them what they should have done that you got to listen to them. And, you know, that's all I did. I talked about the good things, and when bad things happened, I asked them what needed to be done. And, you know, they were able to say it. So that's even more important for us moving forward, knowing the mistakes we made in certain parts of the game can be corrected because they know what to do.
Well, Chris, certainly appreciate the time in joining us here. Best of luck as you get ready for Oklahoma, and looking forward to talking to you again soon down the road.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Chris Lowry, K-State Associate Head Coach, with us here to kick off the show. Just for, I guess, having a little divider between that and our reaction to the game last night, we will step aside and take a break. We've got Kelis Robinette coming up later on here in this first hour of the show. But when we come back, I would say, in a way, what happened last night was exactly what this season needed for K-State. And I'll explain coming up here on the game.